Welcome to Midday Prayer for Sunday, May 28th, 2023, Pentecost. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus, or the Wisdom of Jesus, Son of Sirach. The Praise of Wisdom. Wisdom praises herself and tells of her glory in the midst of her people. In the assembly of the Most High she opens her mouth, and in the presence of his hosts she tells of her glory. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth like a mist. I encamped in the heights, and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. Alone I compassed the vault of heaven and traversed the depths of the abyss. Over waves of the sea, over all the earth, and over every people and nation I have held sway. Among all these I sought a resting place, in whose inheritance should I abide? Then the Creator of all things gave me a command, and my Creator pitched my tent. He said, "Encamp in Jacob, and in Israel receive your inheritance." Before the ages, in the beginning, he created me, and for all the ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and so I was established in Zion. Thus in the beloved city he gave me a resting place, and in Jerusalem was my domain. I took root in an honored people, in the portion of the Lord is my inheritance. I grew tall like a cedar in Lebanon, and like a cypress on the heights of Hermon. I grew tall like a palm tree in En-Gedi, and like rose bushes in Jericho, like a fair olive tree in the field, and like a plane tree beside water, I grew tall. Like cassia and camel's thorn I gave forth perfume, and like choice myrrh I spread my fragrance, like galbanum, onica, and stacte, and like the odor of incense in the tent. Like a terebinth I spread out my branches, and my branches are glorious and graceful. Like the vine I bud forth delights, and my blossoms become glorious and abundant fruit. Come to me, you who desire me, and eat your fill of my fruits. For the memory of me is sweeter than honey, and the possession of me sweeter than the honeycomb. Those who eat of me will hunger for more, and those who drink of me will thirst for more. Whoever obeys me will not be put to shame, and those who work with me will not sin. All this is the book of the covenant of the Most High God, the law that Moses commanded us as an inheritance for the congregations of Jacob. It becomes full like the Pishon with wisdom, and like the Tigris at the time of the spring harvest. It fills up like the Euphrates with understanding, and like the Jordan at harvest time. It pours forth instruction like the Nile, like the Gihon at the time of vintage. The first man did not know wisdom fully, nor will the last one fathom her. For her thoughts are more abundant than the sea, and her counsel deeper than the great abyss. I came forth like a canal from a river, like a water channel into a garden. I said, "I will water my garden and drench my flower beds." And look, my canal became a river, and my river a sea. I will again make instruction shine forth like the dawn, and I will make it clear from far away. I will again pour out teaching like prophecy, and leave it to all future generations. Observe that I have not labored for myself alone, but for all who seek wisdom. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge for the poor, and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Litany, Glory to God, by Harold M. Daniels, 1927 to 2015. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Glory to God. Holy, holy, holy God, eternal love and majesty, source, guide, and goal of all that is, glory to God. Holy, holy, holy God, eternal word, enfleshed among us, showing the way of life, the way of truth and love, glory to God. Holy, holy, holy God, eternal spirit, giver of life, abiding within and all around us, guiding in all our ways, glory to God. Glory to God in whom we live and move and have our being. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Glory to God. God of all might and power, we praise you that you forged your church in the fire of the Spirit and breathed life into your people, that we might be the body of Christ. We rejoice that our Lord came to rescue us from sin and to deliver us beyond the grave to a rebirth and newness of life. By your Spirit, refine our hearts with your flame of faith, fill us with the breath of zeal, inspire us with the witness of martyrs and saints, and send us forth into your world to live Christ's life in power and compassion. Take us, O God, and shape us according to your will, in the service of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And now it is time for a special announcement. I will soon be bringing this daily prayer podcast to an end. I began this podcast during the height of the pandemic in 2020 as a way to help reach people with the love of Christ during very difficult times. Now, 3 years later, the public health emergency has officially ended, and our lives have returned mostly to normal. I myself will continue with the discipline of daily prayer, personally and on my own, and I would encourage you to do the same. If you wish to continue using a format similar to the one we have been using here, I would strongly encourage you to purchase a copy of the Book of Common Worship Daily Prayer Edition, which was published by Westminster John Knox Press in 2018. The ISBN is 978-0-664-503529. You can order it from the Presbyterian Church USA's online store at www.pcusastore.com or at various other online bookstores. The last day of this podcast will be Pentecost, May 28th. At that time, I will provide instructions for how to use the Book of Common Worship Daily Prayer Edition for those who wish to continue on their own. It has been a joy and a blessing to offer this gift to you over these last 3 years.